The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. What a joy it is to have you join us today on this Palm Sunday weekend. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to look at the Scripture today in Matthew chapter 21. So I encourage you to go find a Bible, open it up with us as we consider His Word today. I want to remind you about our website at considerhisword.us. There are many things you'll find there, many resources and other things, but you'll also find all of the messages that we broadcast on the radio there. And just click on the link that says Programs. Now, there's also a link that says Contact Us. We'd love to hear from you. So you can write to us through the website. You can also contact me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or you can simply write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Look forward to hearing from you. And as you think about writing to us, we would like to ask you to pray for us and pray for this ministry. Lord willing, we'd like to expand at least a few more stations this year, but we cannot do it without your help. If God does not provide, we're not going to go into debt. We're not going to try to overstretch ourselves, but as God provides, we're going to try to add some more stations this year. So pray about that, and maybe pray about helping us out. There's a link on the website where you can give to this ministry if you'd like to. This weekend is called Palm Sunday. At least Sunday is called Palm Sunday. And I'm not sure exactly where it comes from, except for maybe one verse in the book of John that speaks about palms. But in many churches across the country and really across the world, as people gather in their churches, in some churches they'll be handing out palm branches, and for a song or for a while they will wave them around for a little bit and then maybe throw them on the ground. Many people don't know why they're doing that, except it's what you do on Palm Sunday. No, we don't do that in our church. We do talk about it, but we don't go and get the palms and throw them on the ground and that kind of thing. In fact, there's something very interesting in Scripture that I found, is that in every passage, I'm going to give those to you here in a minute, that the Bible talks about Palm Sunday, or as it's often called, the triumphant entry of the Lord Jesus Christ, palms are only mentioned once. All the other times, the Bible speaks about branches, but only speaks about palms. And I think it's for this reason. You see, the whole event is not about the palm trees. It's not about throwing the palms on the ground. It's about something that has greater, more significance and greater, more meaning. Now, let me give these to you real quick. You'll find the account in every single one of the Gospels, which is kind of an amazing thing by itself. Very quickly, you'll find them in Matthew 21, verses 1 through 11. We're going to read that in a few minutes. You'll find them in Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 10, Luke chapter 19, verses 19 to 28, and John 12, 12 to 15. Now, John says less about it than any of the other gospel writers, but yet he's the one that specifically mentions the palm branches. I want to talk about that also here in a few minutes. So let's go back and read Matthew's account in Matthew chapter 21, and beginning in the first verse, the Bible says, "And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, and were come to Bethphage under the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway you shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them, and bring them to me. And if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say, The Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughters of Zion, Behold, the king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass and a colt, and the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they sent him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come unto Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. Now, there are a number of things I want you to see, particularly in Matthew's account. And really what I'm talking about is in pretty much just about all the accounts that I mentioned earlier. First of all, we see it as the preparation. Jesus told the disciples to go into town, particularly Jerusalem, and find a donkey and a colt of a donkey and bring them to him. And if somebody asked about it and said, What are you doing? He just said, Tell them the Lord needs them. And Matthew says that they did exactly that. They went into town, they brought the donkey, they prepared him for Jesus. They put their own clothes on his back so he would be comfortable riding this colt of a donkey into town. I also want to talk about the Lord Jesus Christ, the person of this event, and that is Jesus himself. And there's a couple of things that I want to mention. You notice when Jesus told them told the disciples to go and get the donkey, he told them, tell them the Lord needed him. He called himself the Lord. But then Matthew does something very interesting here. He quotes from Zechariah, from an Old Testament prophet, from Zechariah chapter 9 and verse 9. Now, Matthew said, as it was written by the prophet, tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass, and a colt, the foal of an ass. And then the Bible goes on and says, the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded him. But notice that he talked about the king. Particularly go back to Zechariah. I want to read that verse there. Zechariah 9, verse 9. Now, Matthew quoted it. The Bible says, Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass and upon the colt, the foal of an ass. There are two things I want you to notice here. First of all, it was the announcement of a king. The King of Kings would be coming into Jerusalem. Matthew knew this and quoted this verse from Zechariah, that Jesus is the king. But not only that, but that he is also the Savior. When the people cried, Hosanna, they were saying, the Lord saves. The Lord saves. And back in Zechariah 9, it says that the king comes, he's just and having salvation. So not only is he the king, but he is also the Savior. And he will be the one who will be riding into town. Now let's talk about the people for a moment. Matthew says that there was a great multitude. This was not just a handful of people. The streets apparently were lined with people coming in. And Matthew particularly says that as they were coming to town, as Jesus was coming to town, that they threw their garments out on the road. They threw their garments. Verse 8 says, A very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. Now, first of all, notice there's no mentions of palms here. Not one. It was their clothes they were throwing out in the road. Now, why would they do that? Well, you see, back in this time, the roads were rough and they were rocky. And when a king came into town, there would be, a road crew that would be walking out in front of the king and all of his entourage, and they would, as the Bible says, make the way plain. They were going to clear the road. They're going to get the rocks out of the way. They were going to fill in the potholes. They didn't have time to do this. So to make the road smooth and easy for the king, they first of all would throw their clothes. Now, we don't see them doing that in church. Don't see them throwing their coats, their jackets out in the aisle like they throw the palm trees. They might do that. Some of them just wave them around. And Matthew says that they were taking down branches to put in the way. The only gospel writer that mentions palms is John. And even John is not very clear. He uses a word that's very unspecific about what kind of tree it was. Could have been anything. And we know today that there are almost no palms that grow in Jerusalem. The elevation is too high. Palm trees may grow down near Jericho. In fact, Jericho is known for their date palms, but not around Jerusalem. And so they were throwing their branches again. Why all the excitement about the palms? They threw their clothes in the road. They threw the branches in the road to make the way clear. And then the proclamation that we often hear, and that is often quoted over and over again, as he was coming to town, the people were saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." And again here, they're quoting another scripture. They're actually quoting from the Psalms, Psalm 118 and verse 26. I'm going to go back to verse 25 because they're saying Hosanna, which again means save now. The Psalm begins that way, or doesn't begin that way. Verse 25 says, "Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord." They were again quoting scripture. Save now is what they were saying. And I think they were hoping that Jesus was coming to town to perhaps overthrow the Romans, the government that was oppressing them. That's not why he came. He came to save their soul, not to save them from the politics. And when he came and the proclamation was made, Hosanna, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. They knew he was coming, that he was from God, and that the Lord had sent him. Now, the last thing I want you to notice is some perplexity. In all of this excitement, there were still some standing around saying, "Who is this?" They didn't know who he was. They knew that there was a lot of excitement, that there was a great multitude, that they were crying out, "Hosanna, glory to God." They were saying, "Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord," and they didn't know who he was. Some knew, some believed, some had trusted him, and this is perhaps why they were praising him at this point. But they didn't know who he was. He is the Lord. And I hope this Palm Sunday, you'll make it a point not to pay so much attention to the palms, but to give your praise to the Lord. God bless you.
Consider his word,
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
The preceding program was listener-supported through Consider His Word Ministries.